Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. You're trying to make me upset. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, yeah. Rocket can.
I totally get it, Meg. It's been a long time since my football team has lost, so I'm curious what the experience is like, because you went through it on Sunday, but as an Eagles fan,
yeah.
It's been a really long time.
I mean,
there was a playoff game last year, but...
Yeah, where you guys maybe got smoked by the Bucks. But yeah, what could it be like for you? The Eagles look amazing,
yeah.
And yes, I see what you guys are doing, and I'm not going to freak out. I'm not freaking out. I was freaking out yesterday for a little bit because that's a crushing way to lose if you're the Bills, right? Once you get something handed to you, a gift... like the butt punt. That's never going to happen again. I mean, you're never going to get... I mean, it's so rare. It's like Haley's Comet, Perloff. You're not getting
punt. I've watched football a long time. I've never, ever seen another butt punt.
So, and it also happens in college a lot.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if they meant off the field or off it, but I think...
You never get a game that actually has a label. That would have been the butt punt game, but the team that the label would have gone against actually won, so you screwed up the whole label of the game.
Of course, just blame one more thing on the Bills. They couldn't even get the butt punt
right. Yeah. They screwed up everything here.
Yeah, they screwed up everything. Well, 8 underdogs won yesterday, so a lot of people were going home unhappy if you were betting favorites or if your team was a favorite yesterday. We'll start here with that Miami game because it was, first of all, incredible for Miami. Like, kudos to them. You know, the Bills basically... You know, if you just looked at the statistics, you would think that Buffalo won this game by 40 points.
Yeah, true.
And the fact that Miami found a way to gut this out after the butt punt, after, you know, the weather. Listen, I know you live in Miami. Like, people, the Dolphins live in Miami, not you, Perloff. The Dolphins do. Maybe they're a little more used to the weather. But if they said it was really 120 degrees or so down on the field, that's difficult for every team. Plus, you have Tua, who gets hit on a late hit by Matt Milano, goes back, knocks his head against the turf, is wobbly when he gets up, and nobody thought he was going back into that game. He plays in the second half. He said it was a back issue, and I thought he played admirably. I mean, that was a very interesting win by Miami, but a gritty win, and one that if I'm a Dolphins fan, I feel like this could set up to be a real magical year.
I don't. I mean, this is a phony 3-0.
Really?
I mean, they were trailing. They got smoked by the Ravens, and the Ravens... just like the Ravens did yesterday, mysteriously stopped playing in the second half. The Patriots just did not take advantage of everything. And Mac Jones had a terrible game before he got hurt. And this game they got outplayed. I mean, this reminds me so much of last year's weather game with the Bills, where the Bills lost to the Patriots and Mac Jones threw 4 passes or whatever it was.
Yep.
Then they came back and smoked them in Buffalo. They're going to smoke them in Buffalo. They are the better team, and I have no doubt about that.
Well,
so this 3-0, they're going to probably make the playoffs. They're going to win a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Their schedule's really manageable. This is not the better team in the AFC East.
Okay, I still might think that the Bills could be the better team, but I will completely congratulate Miami here. I mean, this is a team that...
Yeah, I mean, it's a week 3 win.
Well, but it's more than that, though.
No.
It's more than that, and it should be more than that, because this is a first-year head coach who is not costing his team or even close to costing his team. You have a quarterback who we thought was, like, you know, couple incompletions away from maybe getting benched and not being a starter in this league, who's answered the bell. I mean, I think if you're Miami, you probably are feeling so good because I bet your expectations for this season were like maybe playoffs. And now at least you start off with a 3-0 start and you have a little bit of a cushion here. To be honest, like the AFC might not be the total juggernaut that we thought. It has been hard for some of these offenses to put up points, which is shocking.
So I think the big debate is, are the Miami Dolphins a real Super Bowl contender? And I have trouble sometimes admitting that a team that has not been a contender is a contender.
Yeah.
I admit I'm slow to the storyline sometimes, but I don't think in this case, I don't really think they're in the mix like Cincinnati last year to go on a magical Super Bowl run. Maybe I'm totally underestimating that.
They have all the qualities. Like, don't they check the boxes? Like, you have a quarterback that's not turning it over. You have a head coach that doesn't look like he's costing you anything and making mistakes. You have a good defensive line. Got to Josh Allen. I know there was backups on backups playing on the Bills offensive line. And when healthy, you've got good corners. I know the Bills put up a lot of yardage, but then they were stifled in the red zone. Like, where's the weak link? And well, you got great receivers. I'm sorry, I didn't bring up Waddle and Tyree Kill are excellent.
So something seemed, they're 10th in the league in DVOA, which is sort of wins above expectation, and they're 3-0, which is, there's only two other undefeated teams, NFC East teams, ironically, yeah. The Eagles and the Giants, which is totally insane. But the point is, their numbers just are not saying that they're as good as their 3-0 record. There's just no way to look around. Yes, I'm excited about Waddle and Hill, too, and I'd love the Tua storyline. But that's a big step to say 3-0, which is so early in the season, into contender. I think people are making that too casually, and they're caught up in the moment.
May I present to you the Miami Dolphins' upcoming schedule? Now, we know there's some really crazy weather that's going to be could be coming. I don't know if travel plans and stuff might get disrupted, but they're at Cincinnati on Thursday. Then they're at the New York Jets. Then they're home Minnesota, home Pittsburgh, at Detroit, at Chicago Bears. And then they get Cleveland with no Deshaun. And then Houston. Like, I'm not staring down murderer's row here from what we've seen in the first 3 weeks. I thought maybe Pittsburgh might be a contender this year. They're not. I mean, it doesn't look like they are. And there was like a nice bump for the Jets against the Browns. And then the Jets came back to life yesterday. So there's a lot of winnable games here for the Dolphins.
Definitely winnable games. But they're not going to be favored in all of those games. They're certainly not going to be favored against Cincinnati. And Cincinnati does not look good at all. So we'll see. Yeah, they could be 8-1. Listen, the Arizona Cardinals were 9-1 last season. Was it last season? Yes.
Yeah.
We saw the Panthers start 3-0 one season and basically lose every game. I just think that people just get so anxious to crown somebody after three games, and I just can't do it. And I'm probably going to be late to the party, but I do not see the Dolphins as a legit contender yet.
Man, I'm not trying to crown them too early. I'm impressed by what they're doing. And to be honest, I'm kind of, besides the Bucs, who like maybe had the worst showing, I'm impressed by the Jags too. I feel like Florida is having a moment, not the college. Unfortunately, the Hurricanes didn't do their part this weekend. But, you know, Tampa's offense, if that gets going, they have an excellent defense. We might be looking at all three Florida teams in the NFL getting into the playoffs. But let's listen to some sound from Tua. This was on being wobbly after he took that big hit from Matt Milano. Here's what he had to say.
Kind of felt like I hyperextended my back or something. And then on the next play, I kind of hit my back and kind of hurt. And then I got up, and then that's kind of like why I stumbled. My back kind of locked up on me. But for the most part, I'm good.
Okay, I mean, I'm not going to call the guy a liar because he knows his body more than you and I do sitting on the couch at home. But
yeah. So the NFLPA is going to look into this. I don't expect much to come out of it. I mean, common sense as a fan dictates that it probably was a concussion, but if he says it's his back, that's fine, I guess.
I love how it's like, no, it's just his back. Like, that's not serious. Like, after your head, what's the next most serious thing? Probably your back, your spine. I mean, that's, I think, number two on the list of serious injuries.
Right, except there's no protocol for back. Back, you can sort of determine your own path. Remember, I can think of a couple instances. Wobbly quarterbacks are so embarrassing for the league. Remember when Tom Savage was a quarterback for the Texans and was having convulsions? And I don't think they pulled him out of the game even. I don't even remember. But the protocol has always been really tough to enforce. So I get this. But I don't buy the back. Do you buy it?
Well, if you're saying that you don't think the Miami Dolphins are a legit contender, or you think this 3-0 is a little fool's gold or a little fraudulent.
I do.
And you do. I mean, Tua's back would be a concern.
Oh, his back is fine. There's no back problem.
His back is fine. He's wobbly. We're supposed to think it's the back. Do you think he's lying about it?
I'm telling you right now, he's definitely lying about it. His brain rattled against the inside of his skull after he got hit by Matt Milano.
Yeah.
And he was wobbly. Why would you? Have you ever seen anyone? Oh, he's got a bad back. He's wobbly or long.
No.
You don't wobble. You hunch over.
Frankly, I've never heard of that before. But I don't. I would like to think that the Miami Dolphins, even in as bloodthirsty as you can be to win at all costs, I would like to think they would take the long view not put Tua back in the game if they thought that he was concussed.
And go against 102 years of NFL history where no team has ever done that, has voluntarily kept a guy out. That's not what they do, Maggie. You know that.
I know, but it's supposed to be different now. Here's Mike McDaniel who's talking about how he would never put Tua in harm's way.
One thing I think that our players know more than anybody, there's certain things that I'm very sensitive to. I've been called emotional from time to time, and one of those things is player health, so I don't mess around with that at all.
See? And you love Mike McDaniel. You think he's just saying that?
Oh, I love Mike McDaniel. He's so awesome. But the NFLPA immediately called for an investigation, so there's obviously clear reason beyond just common sense. You can't watch him walking there and think, look at that guy wobbling around. He's got a bad back. I've had a bad back. It sure seems like a concussion. And if the NFLPA's swiftness on announcing an investigation to me says something was happening. Will they get him, though? I don't think that they're going to get penalized.
So according to Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk, it would take about 1 to 2 weeks for them to even get to the bottom of this whole thing. And you know us, by then, we're going to have moved on. But if it was a back issue, then maybe that's something where I could go with your theory that maybe the Dolphins are fool's gold. I don't believe it. I think this is here to stay. And that's not just because I picked them to make the playoffs the day they traded for Tyreek Hill. It's because I like how this team has come together. I mean, they were already a good team with Brian Flores. Now you're a good team with Mike McDaniel. The big question mark was Tua, and I don't see him, right now, he's not the problem.
So do they make you nervous as a Bills
fan? Yes, they do. They definitely do. Now, listen, there was a lot of reasons why the Bills lost yesterday. I mean, backups on backups. Obviously, the heat got to them. They were thin at so many different positions. But you can't blame that kind of thing. I just did. But ultimately, you got to play through it.
Okay, they missed multiple field goals. They had how many injuries? 10? 10 injuries, and it was 130 degrees on the field. And they still, by every metric, should have won that game.
Yep.
To me, that says they are clear and away a better team, unless this barrage of injuries continues.
Well, I'm concerned about that, obviously, as a Bills fan. And then, you know, you're kind of concerned about the fact that the Bills in close games have not been awesome. You know, you can point to some games here and there. A home playoff win against the Colts against Phillip Rivers is one of them. Home playoff game against the Ravens is another. But basically in close games, it's not awesome. Last year they were 0-5 in one score games. It's something. It's definitely something to keep your eye on because they're just so Josh Allen heavy.
Yeah.
And so if Josh Allen has a play like where he, you know, shorts the ball to Isaiah McKenzie, which is so rare, then you're not going to win. Like, he's the one who has to make the play.
That was very mysterious how he missed that pass. I think he was exhausted. This is just a heat game. We actually said last week, if you remember, you and I were saying this Miami game could be a trap game. They're getting so much hype in Buffalo.
Yep.
And we know it's going to be 1,000 degrees on that field. So, of course, they're going to blow a game. And I think this is good, Maggie. I think you should be psyched. 2-1 is a much better position, 3-0, and having the whole world talking about how you're going to go 17-0.
Okay,
that is not good.
Are you not psyched that the Eagles are 3-0 and that Jalen Hurts is now like basically has the second highest odds to win MVP? You're not happy about that?
I'm absolutely thrilled, but I always I have a conspiracy theory that Belichick often wasn't so upset at early season losses. There was remember the year Tom Brady was suspended for 4 games?
Yep.
Jimmy G started out like a house on fire. Then Bill just pulled it back. He's like, no, this is not going to work. We have to put in Brissett there and lose a close game.
Is that
game.
How it went? I thought Jimmy G got hurt.
Yeah. Well, anyway, either way, Bill happened to lose a game to get the guy. There's nothing like Bill Belichick coaching off a loss. I think this is good for Buffalo. I think they're going to get their act together. They were getting a little loose there in the heat.
Yeah, maybe. If they could all walk today, I don't know. I feel like they probably were crawling to the plane in Buffalo.
Gatorade, baby.
Yeah.
I like that after every Saturday basketball run I have.
I know. You're like, same.
I'm exactly like
you're
that.
Like Josh Allen laying on Tua like they're two heavyweight boxers that are just like in the 14th round.
It's when I think of Josh Allen, I think of Perloff and his Saturday pick of Hoopskin.
So I'm like, elite athlete.
I get home, I sit on the couch, I try and drink water, but I inevitably am sitting there eating crackers or something, watching college football. Then if something happens, if I sneeze or something, my whole body goes into cramps. I don't know if you guys like, when you're dehydrated, and then I cramp, and I'm in so much pain. I'm like, honey, get me some water. I'm cramping again. It's exactly what happened to the Bills. Does this happen to you guys? Or
no. From sneezing? No.
No.
Yeah. Also, let's be honest. I'm not working out that hard. I'm doing it more just to say I did it.
Yeah, actually, Sampter or Stu, you guys don't really do any higher intensity aerobics, do you?
No, not at all.
I bike a lot, but that's about
it. I know,
we
see you on the city bike. You're not getting, that's not rigorous exercise.
That's not Lance Armstrong.
That's like, please, somebody don't hit me in the streets of New York. That's
with
defense.
My, with my gigantic helmet on and my city bike.
With your Lord helmet. Nice job.
But you know what has actually fixed that whole cramping problem? You guys are not going to
pickle juice. I know.
Oh, you know about my pickle juice theory?
You've told me about it 10 times.
I love the pickle juice. Pickle juice, just get a jar of pickles, drink all the juice out of it, and you will not cramp the rest of the day.
I know.
I don't know what happened to Buffalo, why they didn't use the pickle juice theory.
Buffalo a little more pickleback shots than they are just pickle juice to hydrate. Yeah,
great point. That probably would work too.
Maybe. 855-212-4CBS. We see you guys on the phones. You want to agree with Perloff that the Miami Dolphins 3-0 start, fool's gold. Not real. Not going to be a contender. I'm scared to death of them. Those are the fastest wide receivers. They've got a good defense. Yeah, they gave up a lot of yardage to Buffalo, but, I mean, final score says it all.
Butt punt. That's all I have to say about Miami.
They won the butt punt game. I don't know.
Put it
in the museum. I mean, who wins when they have the embarrassing play?
You put the butt in the museum or the ball that hit off the butt?
You put the butt, you put Morstead, his cleats, you put the other guy's pants. You need every part of the play.
I think you just make a giant photo of it, an image of that moment where it's sort of stuck in his butt. That was that's the moment, right?
Yep, that would be the moment. See, the funny part is later on Sunday night game, you get Jimmy Garoppolo who makes the bad faux pas in the end zone.
Yeah.
They don't win. We get called it the Orlovsky, but they didn't win that one. How rare is this for Miami? You actually win when you have the embarrassing play. That's amazing. They're like Superman.
We got to have a big debate if Dan Orlovsky is really off the hook. Because his was so much worse than Jimmy G's. And I love Dan Orlovsky.
No,
great guy.
Jimmy G's is worse. We can talk about this.
Oh,
I'll tell you why
disagree.
Jimmy G's is worse.
Oof.
A lot worse. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, a lot. 855-212-4227. See you guys. We'll get to you in just a moment. Hang tight. We want to hear from you today. First, as I said, Perloff thinks the Dolphins are toast. I am scared of them. Coming up next, we have two quarterbacks that are struggling more than we ever thought. We'll tell you why we think that is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.